Welcome home. We are WNST, Baltimore Positive, Towson, Baltimore. And tell you what, we've doing a lot of sports around here this week. And obviously, with the trading deadline going on, we got Luke out of training camp. It's hot. Ravens doing stuff. But one of the great sports movies of all time, a little bit to do with sports, The Other Side of Caddyshack and Happy Gilmore. Happy Gilmore 2 is out this week. And I've had the opportunity to have Adam Sandler on the show at various points at Super Bowls and whatnot. But this is his brother-in-law, who actually is connected to the old Jeff Rimmer that did sports radio 30 years ago through his son Josh Rimmer in South Florida. A pleasure to welcome Chris Titone onto the program here. You get beaten up very, very early, but I think you've been getting beaten up by your brother-in-law for a long time in movies in some way, right?
Yeah, he's very good to me. He puts me in a lot. He beats me up in a lot of stuff. I remember Jack and Jill years ago was the first time he did something to me. He dumped popcorn on my head. And in this movie, the first 2 minutes, Happy Gilmore beats me up. It's really cool.
Well, I mean, look, this has been almost 30 years, right? I mean, this the notion that they were going to make follow-ups and sequels to different movies. This is one that's been called upon for as long as Adam's been making movies, right? This was one of those ones where like it led itself that you could do more sort of wacky things with it. How did it take 3 decades as an entity to come to be? And then also you got to be a part of it. So hey, right, timing's right for you.
Yeah, I wonder how many times Adam's been pitched Happy Gilmore 2 in the 30 years. It's got to be thousands by now. Yeah, I was 13 when Happy Gilmore 1 came out, so it was a big, big deal to me, 13-year-old boy. So to be in the sequel is beyond words. I mean, it's so cool, man.
So first time your sister dates him, you meet him. Do you see Happy Gilmore? Do you see the guy that's doing Opera Man? Like what was your impression of Adam before you knew him? Because Happy Gilmore's right in there, right? Waterboy for me, maybe a little bit too.
Yeah, that was all years later, all that stuff. So this was 30 years ago, man. Happy Gilmore just come out. It was a hit, but he had only had one hit. I think Billy Madison was maybe on the way. I'm not sure, but no, he was more like an Andy Samberg 30 years ago.
Well, and I guess it's come a long way, and you've become involved in this. And obviously, I mean, I've done a little research on you and your dad in South Florida and all that. But the writing part, the acting part for you, you're sort of made famous as his brother-in-law, but you do a lot of other things and writing and being involved. It's certainly opened some doors for you. And it's a novelty to have you on the program as well when you got beaten up in the early scenes of Happy Gilmore too. But this is a great thing for your career as well.
I mean, it not only is it great for my career, it's just I'm so lucky to be in the movie. There's so many cameos and so many like celebrities wanted a line or two. So for me to be able to speak, I think I talked like 3 times in the movie. I'm beyond excited.
Well, for you with your writing and what you do, fill me in on what you are beyond Adam Sandler's brother-in-law. Doing research on you, we got to get more wiki on you. You've been in a lot of films, you've done a lot of things. I think a Snickers commercial coming up. You write as well, correct?
I wrote Kevin James's last movie. It was called Home Team. And now I have a new script out called 80K to Blow. And it's gonna be fun, man. I'm excited. Yeah, I'm a writer as well.
80K to blow. What is that one?
That one is well, I just wrote the script. It's four guys in Miami and they all have 20,000 each and they want to spend a weekend. So it's 80,000 to blow.
Tiger in a bathtub, anything like that? No, that's already been done,
Maybe.
right? That's
It
been
might
done.
be that version of it. I don't know. We'll see, man.
What is modern script writing like at this point to have a script and obviously you have an influential brother-in-law, but getting things made, getting movies made, getting, I mean, there's a lot of people and I see LA behind you. There's a lot of dreams out there to try to make the next Happy Gilmore, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, LA's the spot. I love LA. It's all artists everywhere you go. Everywhere you meet someone, they have a dream of being a director or a writer or an actor or a dancer or a singer. Everyone has, their day job and then they're an artist on the side. It's where you make it. I love it here.
All right, well, pitch the movie for me and for folks out there that may have seen it on VHS back in the day. I'm sure the lines were long day one to come see it just because everyone's so familiar with it. But what made Adam say yes this time around? And what do you love about the film now that it's done, other than you getting beaten up early?
Well, it's Happy Gilmore 2. It is on Netflix, so you don't have to wait in line. You can just watch it from your couch. I think it took 30 years for Adam to make it because he was very careful. He was very careful screwing with what we all know is a perfect movie. I've seen sequels go bad and I've seen sequels go good. I think he really knocked it out of the park with this one. It is funny every moment. Every scene has like 80 million jokes. It's just a laugh movie. You laugh so much that you miss jokes because you're laughing. You need to almost like watch it twice.
Well, Chris, I appreciate you taking a little bit of time coming on, promoting the movie. We'll get people out to Netflix. I'm such an old guy thinking like theater style and D-Box and all of that stuff.
I
Just
know.
stay home, get your Netflix going, and check out the Happy Gilmore 2. Thanks for making a little bit of time, and I appreciate Josh for setting us up. And
Thank you for
enjoy
having me.
L.A. out there. It looks sunny today.
Thanks, man. Bye.
Take care. Chris Tatone joining us here. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. Happy Gilmore out on Netflix.